In today's episode of the Zista podcast, we're talking with Mr. Siva Kumar Devasi Kamini and going further into the subject of what it takes to succeed in the IT industry. Welcome to the Zista podcast, where we invite industry leaders and academicians to answer questions that students have within a particular area. Today, we're continuing our conversation with Mr. Siva Kumar. Mr. Siva Kumar, welcome back to the Zista podcast. We're delighted that you're joining us once again to continue the conversation on what it takes to become successful in the field of IT.
Well, thank you, Amit. Glad to connect again with you on this good platform. Truly, I would say thankful to you and Zista because this reaches out to many students, which is future for India. So glad we can do this today again.
Thank you, sir. Our first question today relates to teamwork and collaboration. So do you think that teamwork and collaboration are absolutely critical to achieve success in the field of IT?
Yeah, I mean, short answer, yes, but I'll give a little more context and details.
Sure.
Manufacturing was the first, I would say, probably more equally people and a machine intensive. After that, it's IT, which is, you know, 100% people intensive, right? There's no machines. If it is today, it is also becoming a human in some ways. So it's absolutely 100% people intensive. And what is adding additional interest into IT is the diverse nature of people you will deal with. Over a period of time in your career, you would probably talk to an American, you will talk to a Brit, you will talk to an Australian, you will talk to anybody, right? And within India, you will talk to different parts and states and different culture, different kinds of people, right? So that gives a very unique position for anybody in IT to really embrace on collaboration, right? Something that we intend to tell, and we tell it, it might be a total different meaning for an American. It might be a total different meaning for that matter in a different state of India itself, right?
Right.
So polishing ourselves, getting our communication right, and getting to know the people and being collaborative is extremely an important skill in IT. As I said, it even increases the importance just because it's a diverse nature of work that IT carries today.
Right. Teamwork is so central to what we do. Ultimately, whatever we achieve as a team. And you've risen through your career and you for such a long time, you've been leading teams. So are there any specific tips that you can give young managers in terms of how they can motivate and inspire their teams to perform better, to work more cohesively? We'd love to hear from you.
Yeah, absolutely. I think the other beauty part, when I just relate to manufacturing, if I have to create a nut, I just create by myself, right? Very less in IT, even not probably one project out of 100 in a company, would have one person doing the project, right? Probably not at all possible or impractical, if it is not a training project. So unless one learns that four or five of us trying to build this car or build this cycle, I can go fast, build the front part of the cycle. But if I don't work with my team member, help him to create the second part of the cycle, we both are not going to go to the destination where we wanted to, right? I think that is something that I personally have learned in the very early part of the career. As part of we leadership, when we start telling our teams what some of things that can be helpful for them to get things done in the right way, this is one of the things, right? I think that has been a central part for IT industry. There's no one person trying to do anything that is going to go where it needs to go. It is a combination of many. That's number one. Second, we all wanted a breaks, right? Unless we don't work as a team, it is going to be impractical. You will take a break on a lighter note from a job, right? You have to work all 24/7 through the year. So it's important that we work with our team. We share to each other. So we get our time, they get their time. We collectively get things done to where it has to be, right? The usual suspect for any student, for anybody in the company is, you know, if we do it together, will I miss my spotlight? That's a usual question that comes to people,
right?
Right? So what we used to tell, and I have personally experienced, that the beauty of this industry, or for that matter, any industry, the ground is so huge. Everybody has an opportunity to play, right? And the need is also so huge. The client demand is so huge. So it is not, you have a very limited spot and you have to sit there. There are enough chairs, enough limelights, enough positions that you wanted to. As long as one can create their craftsmanship in a way that others can admire, I think they will have the spot. And the many examples we have illustrated, I have personally done. So that's something very quickly we try to make individuals understand in our team, so that that doesn't become a hindrance for them for the teamwork.
Thank you for sharing that with us. I wanted to ask you, sir, is there an instance where you had to adapt to a major change in the world of IT?
Yeah, I mean, I will be very honest. I was thinking about this as well. See, I honestly, I haven't changed in all fairness, right? I haven't changed much for the profession that I've chosen myself. I've kept myself be as I was. But few things, not a very huge change, but there is a change that we have to adapt for anything, right? Come from a very humble beginning. I've been used to in a very stage with a very big people in a very different environment. Are you? No. All right. So that's a change. But is it a big change? Probably not. So I would leave it to the cultural fitment. Is definitely a change to where I was belonging to and where I am and where I used to, right? That's definitely a change. The second change I will put it across was, as I was mentioning in the earlier session that we had, and this is probably very relatable to many, what you learn and what you do, right? So the adapting in this kind of an environment continuously is also something that I have felt as a big change, right? But as I said, these are all part of the work, and I don't see as a huge change that I made to myself for the IT industry, right? This is probably applicable for any industry.
I think in some sense, you know, you've always been a continuous learner, and you've always adopted new technologies as and when they are released. You have augmented your knowledge, not only with what you've learned on the job, but also in terms of education courses you've taken. So I think from your perspective, you're not really listing anything as a big change. But I'm sure in the context of someone who may be not in the same space as you, not being in a continuous learning kind of phase, maybe they would have listed some technologies as a major change. But I think you're so grounded in your work and in that learning spirit that you are saying that it's not something so major.
Yeah, I mean, sure. In that sense, Amit, in that sense that you're talking about, I have probably seen 3 changes, as I was telling the prior discussion. Every decade you would see. So if I'm in the 3rd decade, I would see, as I said earlier also, you would have a very massive shift in technology, mainframes to a open, so on a C++ environment, and Java is very different. To now what we are working is 3 decade of change, right? You have massive change in technology. There's no doubt about it, right? But I will still tell our listeners from the college students, That's a part of IT, right? That's something you will expect to, you would want to see that as something that you will embrace to, and in your mind, don't think as a massive change, then that can be an inhibitor for you to adapt.
Absolutely. That's good advice as any. Okay. I also wanted to ask you, and maybe this is a little philosophical question, in terms of how do you define success? Because I guess success means different things to different people. Many times we may have a very high benchmark or a very high, a certain picture of success. But if you could just maybe decode that in your own words, it would be wonderful.
Yeah, as you rightly said, Amit, I don't think it's a standard template of success for anybody. But this is how I have seen anything that I have done at that period in time, if it is fulfilling for me as a person. And if I strongly believe that I have done that work with the highest degree of compliance and ethics, and it has touched somebody's life, I have always felt that, you know, I've done something meaningful and purposeful for that day, for that month, for that year, whatever the period that you look for, right? So that is how I started looking at it, and that's how I still continue to look at it. And this is something in a very earlier career of my life, I took this input from one of my, again, another colleague from totally different state. But this is something I felt that I've taken it from him, and still I see the success that way for myself.
Wonderful, wonderful. I'm sure many students will be inspired by, the nuggets of wisdom that you have shared today, Mr. Sivakumar. And I've really enjoyed this interaction with you. I think we've covered some very important ground. And if there's any words of, wisdom that you'd like to share with students as a closing note, happy to hear that,
Yeah. I would say any part of time, IT has been giving a good ground as a employment opportunity. I think this time, this period of time after Y2K, this is a period of time, it's going to give a very huge leapfrog for one who wants to really try out technology. AI has been there throughout for years now, but it is at scale right now. Generative AI is at scale now. Every industry is trying to adapt. So whoever has the admiration for technology, they will really have a fantastic career. They will have a very fantastic future. And this is the best time to explore new technology, help ourselves, help the industry wherever they want to. Right. Again, Amit, thank you for having me. It's always a pleasure talking to you and Fest.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. I hope you enjoyed the session. We surely did. Subscribe to our channel on YouTube to get notifications as and when new content goes live. If you like, you could also tune into this podcast on audio platforms like Apple Podcasts and Spotify. This podcast was produced by the fantastic team at Zista, which includes Dhanish Shah, Russell Aldridge, and Udita Arai. This is your host, Amit Ahuja, signing out. Till we meet again, we'd say, stay curious.